The sheet is sponsored in honor of the recent wedding of Sammy and Fruma Lekoski.
Yud Aleph Omed Bay. We go back to the Gemara right after the Mishnah. Five lines before the Gemara spreads. So now on Hosim and the Mishnah. Echol oimel b'shnayim b'chedesh. Two witnesses that a man killed somebody. One said it was the second day of the month. Echol oimel b'shloisha. The other one says the third day of the month. So the question is it a contradiction between the Eidim and make their testimony bottled? He says, no, Eidusun kayemes. Their testimony stands. Why? They're both talking about the same day. But Shezeh Yodeah B'Ibureh Shel Chedesh, this one who says in the second day of the month knew that the previous month was not 29 but 30 days. So this month started a day later. That's why it's only 2 days of the month according to him. Shezeh Yodeah B'Ibureh Shel Chedesh. Otherwise did not know that the past month was 30 days. It was only 29 days. So he started counting a day earlier. So therefore, he said 2 days. Therefore, he said 3 days. So therefore, they're both talking about the same day. And the Eidah stands. But Echad Eimer B'Shloisha, Echad Eimer B'Chamisha, one says the third day of the month. The other one says the fifth day of the month. Eidusan B'Taylor, their testimony is bottled because they cancel each other out. It's a contradiction. Echad Eimer B'Shtei Shoy. Suppose one said it was 2 hours in the day. Second hour of the day means the second hour of daylight. Echad Eimer B'Shtei Shoy. Others said it was 3 hours in the daylight. Eidusan Kayemes. We'll soon see why it's considered not a contradiction. Echad Eimer B'Shtei Shoy. One says the third hour of the daylight. Echad Eimer B'Chomesh. It happened in the fifth hour of the daylight. Eidusan b'teila, because now we see they're contradicting each other. According to this Tanya Meir, we see no way of reconciling the opinion that said it was on the third hour with the opinion that said in the fifth hour. Now suppose there's just 1 hour difference, we can reconcile that, like we'll see later, and say they both meant the same hour. But one says 3 and one says 5, the mayor holds, we cannot reconcile that, it's a contradiction. He holds 3 and 5, or 2 and 4, we can reconcile. In the 2 hours difference, we can reconcile. But Echad Eimer B'Chomesh, Echad Eimer B'Sheva, Eidusim B'Til, this everybody agrees. It's a contradiction. Why that? Sheva chomesh chamo b'mizrach, or b'sheva chamo b'mara. The sun, before the middle of the day, is in the east. After the middle of the day, is in the west. So therefore, it couldn't be that both are saying about the same event. One said the fifth hour, one said the seventh hour, fifth hour before the middle of the day. Seventh is after the middle of the day, so I'm talking about two different times, and it's a contradiction. Now we see right here, that Meir holds, when one says in the second hour, one says in the third hour, we can reconcile. But if they were saying one second, one the fourth, or one the third, one the fifth, we can't reconcile. And we really says we could. Even if the 2 hours difference, we can reconcile. And we will soon explain the shittas of the two Tanaim. First, you have to get. Omer Abaye, Keshetim Tzeloim Ala Divramea. If you'll be able to say an explanation for the words of Ramea, he holds, Ein Odom Treya Veleklum. People don't make errors. Those days it didn't have any clocks. People knew how to gauge the time exactly. And therefore, if one says three and one says five, that's a contradiction. One says two and one says three, it's not a contradiction, like we'll soon see. The Divrei Rabbi Yehuda or the Mteya Chatzi Shah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that people gauge within a half hour. More than a half hour, they don't say that they made an error. Now he starts explaining. The Divrei Meir Eino Demteya Beleklon, people don't make any error at all. If one said two and one said three, Ma'ase ki have the story. When did it take place? When the second hour was going out, umayel plus, the third hour is coming in. Or the kamashtai, and when it said two, he meant so shtai, the end of the second hour. Or the kamashtai, when it said three, bitchila sholish. So it's really the same. End of the second hour is the beginning of the third hour. So we don't say that people make any error, no. But in this case, we can reconcile both testimonies without saying they made any error. It happened at the end of the second hour, which was the beginning of the third. And the one that said two meant the end of the second hour. When it said three meant the beginning of the third, and therefore they're saying about the same minute. The Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Odom Teya Chatzi Shah. People can guess within a half hour. The half hour error we have to allow. The story took place in the middle of the fourth hour. It means a half hour after the end of the third hour. Hi, dear Karma Shelter. When it said three, he meant the safe shelter. He meant the end of the third hour. But he made an error. Made an error a half hour ahead. If it was a half hour ahead. So again, the one that said three meant the end of three, but it actually was a half hour beyond the end of three. The one that says five, he meant betchilas chomish, the beginning of the fifth hour. But he made an error, half hour behind. So it's the middle of the fourth hour. That's one lashon that Abaye explained in Machlekes. The Meir holds to make no error at all. Only we can explain one that says two and one that says three. Both are talking about the end of the second hour. Rabbi Yehuda holds a man makes an error by a half hour no more. So one says two and one says three and one says five. We can reconcile it. It meant a half hour past three. Half hour past three is half hour past the end of three, and half hour before the beginning of five. Say that. Once more, Rabbi Yehuda holds a man makes a half hour error. So one that said three meant the end of the third hour. But it could have happened half hour later, in the middle of the fourth. But you can make an error half hour. One that said five meant the beginning of the fifth hour. But he could have made an error. There was a half hour before, in the middle of the fourth hour. So both are talking about a thing that could have happened in the middle of the fourth hour. Talk over, let me go on like that. A different lashon of Abaye. Amar Abaye, kishetim soloim ala divrei Meir. If you could find an explanation on Rav Meir, we can say, Adam Toya Mash. A man makes a mistake a little bit. Not like the first lesson makes no mistake. People make a little error. We'll soon see. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Adam Toya, Shor Umashu. Not just 1 hour, not a half hour, but a Shor Umashu. That explains. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Adam Toya Mashu. My Sikhi Habit. The story actually took place, B'Soif Shtayim Habit, or B'Tchila Shalosh. Either at the end of the second hour, or a minute later, the beginning of the third hour. Not actually at the end, because the end, of course, is the beginning of the next one. But it means close to the beginning, close to the end of the second hour, or soon after the beginning of the third hour. V'chad v'nai uto mashir. One of them made an error in a mashir. And therefore, we can reconcile when one says two, one says three, because that mashir could have been the difference between the divrei Yehuda or the Mitzvah show mashir. Ma'asik yav. I can say the story took place over Sof Sholosh, over Tchilas Chomish. One said three, one says five. It could have been just before the end of three, or just at the beginning of five. V'chad minayav katoi show mashir. One making an error, an hour and a mashir. Let's say if the hour happened, if the story happened at the end of the third hour, so the one who said five made a mistake, an hour and a little bit. Five means the beginning of five. That's what he was thinking, what he wanted to say. But he made a mistake. It was in an hour and a little bit, because it happened just before the end of the third hour. Or it might have happened just after the beginning of the fifth hour. When it said three, meant the end of the third hour, making a mistake an hour and a little bit, because it actually happened a little after the beginning of the fifth hour. That's the second lotion of our life. Say that. Also, Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yehuda, he went. Amora l'shmait, he said over this subject, Kameda in the presence of Rabbi. Now, Abaye explained the machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda, why Rabbi says, one that says two and one that says three, why Edusin Kayemis, how you can reconcile both testimonies. Omar, so Rabbi said, suppose we ourselves would think into these Edim, the possibilities, what these Edim meant. The high decoma sholosh, bitchila sholosh. Maybe when it said three, it meant the beginning three. The high decoma chomish, b'sev chomish. And the end of five. Who tells you that the one that said three meant the end of three? The one that says five meant the beginning of five. Maybe if we would think and not ask, we can't ask them. Well, once they said their testimony, but don't let them go and repair their words. No. What they said is already said. But if we ourselves would think into what does it mean when one says three, one says five? Maybe the one that said three meant the beginning of three, not the end of three. Maybe one that said five meant the end of five. And therefore, have we edus mukheshes? It's a contradicting edus. Because here, it's 2 hours difference. And you say, Rabbi Yehuda, only 2 hours, people don't make an error. There's a real contradiction. Well, we wouldn't kill the accused man with a contradictory edus. So we should get up, and we should interpret the one that said three meant the end of three. The one that says five means the beginning of five. In order, we should kill the accused man. This fake will kill a man because of a suffix, because we can interpret it in such a way. The Edom is the Sanhedrin. That's to try to rescue the accused man. How are you rescuing him? By interpreting the testimony in such a way that there won't be a contradictory. We can interpret that it is a contradictory. Again, who tells you to say when three and five by Rabbi Yehuda, the one that says three meant the end of three, one that says five meant the beginning of five, so only 1 hour difference between them. Maybe the one that said three meant the beginning of three, the one that said five meant the end of five. There's 2 hours difference. It's a contradiction. And if this is impossible, and we can save the accused man, say that. Hello, my Robert. So Robert is going to explain that each of these two Tanoim holds that the errors that are possible to make are such that they include all the possibilities. So it wouldn't be any contradiction between them. It means, if one says two, and one says three, a mere holds, even if it, he meant the beginning of two, and the other meant the end of three, that's the most you can separate their testimony. Even then, it wouldn't be a contradiction. How's that? The divrei Rav Meir, Odom, Toyesh, Teishoy, Schoshamash. A man can make an error almost 2 hours. 2 hours less, minus a little bit. Soon explained. The Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, he says 3 and 5 are also good testimony. Or the Mitzvah Shola Shoyes Chosmah. A man can make an error in almost 3 hours. Now he explains. The Divrei Rabbi Meir, or the Mitzvah Shtei Shoyes Chosmah Mashuhu. My Siki Havet, the story, when did it happen? No matter when it happened. O Betchila Shtein, either beginning of the second hour, or Besov Sholosh, or the end of the third hour. In that period of 2 hours, is not a contradiction, whenever it happened. Because Chad Minayu Gatoi Beishois Choshimash. One of them making an error at most 2 hours, minus a little bit. So therefore, no matter how you'll try, in order to save the accused man, you cannot make a contradiction out of their two testimonies. Because one says 2 and one says 3, even you say 2 is the beginning of 2 and 3 is the end of 3, and the story happened anywhere in between, there's not a contradiction between the two of them. Because people make errors almost 2 hours, and it's understandable that's an error, not a contradiction. Say that. Suppose two Adim come. Two Adim come, and both said happened a split second. And the same split second happened 5 minutes after 2. Both of them say that. We accept their testimony, don't we? So we say, oh, maybe one making an error and really happened 5 minutes after 1. He's making an error. We don't say that. If two witnesses say 5 after 2, that's it. Same as all. Two witnesses come and say one says 2 and one is 3, that's it. Why is it it? Unless we have a reason to contradict that. We have no reason to contradict that because people make a mistake in 2 hours, the mayor holds. And therefore, if two Adam say 1, 2 and 1, 3, that's it. No reason to say it's not so. Because people make mistakes. People don't have watches in those days. And they gauge time by guesswork. So that's called a regular way of guessing time. 2 and 3 is the same as saying exactly 2 and 5. And therefore, according to our mayor, we say, even if one meant the beginning to, one meant the end of 3, still it's the same thing. Because within 2 hours, we give a leeway for errors. Almost 3 hours. So one says 3 and one says 5. My sekiab, the story was either, at the worst you can say, the most extreme, or betchila shol, the beginning of the third hour, or betzov chomish, or the end of the fifth hour. The chad minai, one of them is toy shol, shoyish chosemash, making error 3 hours minus a little bit. And we either holds, that's a normal margin of error. And when two people come and say 3 and 5, we accept the testimony that it happened somewhere then. It happened somewhere in between then. Exactly where, we don't know, but since they both saw it, and the margin of error is that much, so we say it's not a contradictory testimony. Say that. Now the difference between Abai and Rabbi is this. The difference between Abai and Rabbi is this. Abai has to postulate that the one that said 3 meant maybe the end of 3. That's what he meant. One that says 5 maybe meant the beginning of 5. Then you can reconcile it. But without that hypothesis, maybe the one that said 3 meant the beginning of 3. One that says 5 the end of 5, then it would be too big. So then Robert said, how can you make this hypothesis in order to accuse the man who said he meant the end of 3? So Rava says, even though he meant the beginning of 3, and the other man meant the end of 5, makes no difference. Of you, the holds, that's all included. Those 3 hours included in the margin of error. I'll talk that over. I learned in the Sifter Sanhedrin, or your Boitkin or Yisrael, they examined the Eidim, the Sheva Chakirat, with 7 examinations. Ezo Shiva, which 7-year cycle was it? But there's 7 7-year cycles in the Yehovah. which 7-year cycle did this happen? And which year of the 7-year cycle did it take place? Beza Chedesh, which month? The Kaaba Chedesh, which day in the month? The Eza Yom, which day of the week? Beza Shah, what time, what hour of the day? And Beza Makkah, which place? Now all of these are necessary in order to make it Eda Shah Toyochol Ahazima. Because if two other Edim can come and say, how can you testify you saw this happen, and this in this time, this in this place, you were with us somewhere else in that time and that place. So these 7 Chakiras make the testimony Eda Shah Toyochol Ahazima, that you can be Mazim there. Otanam, you learn more Ben Chakiras. What's the difference? There are B'dikas and Chakiras. We examine him other questions too. With what did he kill them? How were they clothed? And so on. Chakiras, in the case of Chakiras, like we just said, what time it was, what day it was, what place it was. Omar Echad ben Eni Yedi, one said, I don't know. Now, he's not contradicting the other one. He just said, I don't know. I don't know what hour of the day it was. Eidusan betel, Eidus is bottle. Bedikas, they ask him, what did he kill, with a knife, or with a sword, or a piece of glass? Afilu shneim einon yedi. Even both say we don't know. Eidusan kayemus. Eidus still stands. The havinim, but we ask the kashe, mai shnof kiris, that if one doesn't know, that Eidus is bottle, or Maishna Bedikas, that even both don't know, that Eidus still stands. Aminim, he said, the answer. Chakiris, if Echad man Oima, Eli Odea, Eidusim Betelo, why is it bottle? The Havio, because now it becomes Eidus Yato Yohol Azima. If one says he doesn't know what hour it was, you can never be Mazim him. But the witnesses will come and say, you were with us someplace else. At a certain time, he says, but that hour is not the hour I said. I didn't say that any hour. So therefore, since the chakiras are necessary, the hour, the time, the day, and the place, to make an Eidishah to Yehol Azimo, that's why if we're lacking that information, even though it's not a contradiction, and even though only one says he doesn't know, Eidish is both. But B'dikis, but even though he doesn't know what's the implement with which he killed him, or how it was, what garments he was wearing, had nothing to do with the subject, you can still mazim him and say, how can you say you saw this and this and this place and this and this time? You were with us at that time in a different place. So therefore, it's not essential to make the edus that you can be mazim. Ideas like this. Edus that you can be mazim are edim that are afraid to say falsehood. And that's the most reliable kind of edus. Edus that can be mazim is not so important for us because they're not afraid to say some false testimony. You can't be mazim then. Now, if you will say, now you're asking the kasha, if you will say, tois, inish, kulai, people make errors so much, let's say, make errors 2 hours or 3 hours, Chakir is the Eidu Shah. Even the Chakir, what hour it took place, Eidu Shiyat HaYachal HaZimai. You can't be a Mazim then. Because if you'll say, what are you saying in the second hour? So this took place in the second hour. You were with us in a different place. So they can say, we're not Muslim. You didn't catch us by a lie. Only they can say, Miti, continue. We made a mistake. When we say the second hour, that's what we thought. It really was the third hour, or the first hour. So therefore, it's a kasha. How can you say people make an error in 2 hours, according to Amir, or 3 hours, according to Rabbi Yehuda? If that's the case, hours are not Eidishat Yechol Azima. So why is it considered hours are essential for the Chakiras to make Eidishat Yechol Azima? Say that. Enter the Gemara. We're Mazim them, the Yahavin and Luhum Kule to us. We grant them the whole error. It means the Edim say, you were with us in a different place from the beginning of the second hour to the end of the third hour. More than that. We give them the whole era. It means that Rabbi Meir, Yavin, we give them a tchila shorishen at the beginning of the first hour of the day, at Sof Chamish, the end of the fifth hour. And we say, the Eidim say, you are with us from the beginning of the first hour, the end of the fifth hour, someplace else. So it means you couldn't have seen this thing that you claim was in the second or the third hour. Now we'll explain it. One is set in the second hour. So a mayor holds that he's making a mistake in 2 hours. That's how Rava learns. So it could have been the third or the fourth hour. It could have been in the second, third, and fourth hour. No, it could have been the second and the third hour. The second and third hour. So as follows. So we say, it's just like they made a mistake ahead, they can make a mistake back too. It's in either direction. So the one is set in the second hour, it could have been the first hour or the hour before the first. It could have been the second hour or the hour after the second. Now, Ubadin, who by rights, you're going to give him 2 hours error, a margin of error. So the Adims who are Mazim should have said, you were with us an hour before the first hour. But that's not necessary. Why is that? Ubadin, who then Nazim, you call it fake. We should give them before more time that the Adim Amazim should have to say, you were with us an hour before the first hour, to give him 2 hours margin of error. Elo ben yamom elaleil elo toishi. But nobody make an error between day and night. The first hour is the beginning of the day. So it couldn't have been, and it was before the first hour of the night time. That's why don't go beyond the first hour, it may go backwards. So the one that said the second hour, although it could be that it was before, but how much before could it be? From the beginning of the day. So the Eidim and Mazim say, were you with us from the beginning of the day in another place? And the other one who said the third hour, so I have to give him the fourth hour and the fifth hour. Because people make errors. 2 hours, according to the man. So therefore, in order to be Mazim, both of these Eidim, the Eidim and Mazim have to say, you were with us in a different place from the beginning of the first hour to the end of the fifth hour. So you can say that. Both that they make errors 2 hours. That's why one that says two, one says three, even if it's at the beginning of two, the other one at the end of three, still a 2 hours difference. And that 2 hours difference we can reconcile. Now, when they're being Muslim, it's possible, when you say Mona Hayisem, it's possible the one that said two meant the end of two, and they have to give him 2 more hours, end of three and end of four. It's possible the one that said three meant end of three, you had to give him 4 and 5. So therefore, you cannot be Mazim them unless you give them the whole spread of time from 1 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. 1 in the morning means first hour in the morning to 5th hour. Because then, even if you'll give the one that said two hours before two, let's say he meant to the beginning of two, so then the beginning of one, and the beginning of the 12th hour of the night, of course you have to leave that out because it's dark then. So beginning of one, to the beginning of two, and then after two, maybe even at the end of two, so the end of two, that's end of three, and end of four. Now, the one that said three, maybe even at the end of three, at the end of four and end of five. So to be Mazim both, you have to be, say, you are with us from the beginning of the day, beginning of the first hour, the end of the fifth. I'll talk about once more the Rabbi. Ula Rabbi Yehuda says, even 3 hours, we can reconcile the testimony. Yeah, we have to give mitchila shorish, and from the beginning of the first hour, at so shor shishis. For the one that said three, maybe he meant end of three, and he gave end of four, end of five, end of six. And that covers both of them. Ubadin by rights, so then they still need to call it three. I have to give more earlier too. One that said two, maybe in the beginning of two, so beginning of one, the beginning of 12 at night, the beginning of 11 at night. For that we can't take into consideration. Because, Elo, people don't make any errors between day and night. So therefore, the earliest we can give them is from the beginning of the first hour. Now, he asks a question. Why do you say that you give him at the end of the 6th hour, you give more than 6 hours? Because if the one that said 3, maybe meant the end of 3. So he deserves end of 4, end of 5, end of 6, and the beginning of the 7th hour. Because he taught 3 and 5. So one that said 5, maybe meant the end of 5, so end of 6, end of 7, end of 8. So you give the end of the 8th hour. He says, no, that we don't have to worry about. Why? Elo Shebehei, and the 5th hour, Cham Obemizah, the sun is on the east of the zenith. Obezayin, 7th hour, Cham Obemayah. So therefore, you don't have to worry about that. That much error they couldn't make. They can see when the sun is past in the 7th hour. So therefore, we don't give him more than the 6th hour. So again, the one that said 5, maybe at the end of 5, you have to give him 3 hours leeway for error, maybe at the end of 6, end of 7, end of 8. No, don't worry about that. The most the end of the 6th hour. But the 7th hour is already recognizable that the sun has passed the zenith. And that's why the most you give him ahead is the end of the 6th hour. So that's where we stop.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.